Newmarket, reported Wednesday, January 1 at 5 p.m., 5,702 cases of COVID-19. 81 new cases since January 11, 20 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, 86 fully vaccinated, 413, plus 22 active cases, 0 more deaths, totaling 5,515, plus 0 institutional outbreaks, CBI Health, 1 client, 2 plus 1 staff. Chartwell Barton Retirement Residence, 4 residents, 2 staff. Mackenzie Place Long-Term Care Home, 6 plus 2 staff. Selby Group Home, 3 residents, 5 plus 1 staff. Eagle Terrace Long-Term Care Home, 2 residents, 3 staff. The Renoir Retirement Residence, 1 resident, 1 staff. Community Living, 2 clients, 1 staff. Chartwell Alexander Muir Retirement Residence, 7 residents, 10 staff. The Roxborough Retirement Residence, 1 resident, 7 plus 2 staff. Southlake Regional Health Center, Unit Outbreak Number 2, 10 plus 2 patients, 2 staff. Southlake Regional Health Center, Unit Outbreak Number 3, 4 patients, 1 staff. Canadian Back Institute, 4 patients, 1 staff. Newmarket Health Center, 10 residents, 33 plus 3 staff. In from the Cold, 14 clients, 11 staff. Southlake Residential Care Village, 15 residents, 42 staff. The details: 1,479 plus 6 household cases close contact, or 26%, 365 plus 5 non-household close contact, or 6%, 1,165 plus 2 cases community transmission, or 21%, 494 plus 14 cases institutional outbreak, or 9%, 1,665 plus 58 cases under investigation, or 28%, 128 plus 0 cases school outbreak, or 2%, 76 plus 0 cases travel, or 1%, 326 minus 1 cases workplace outbreak, or 6%, 1,580 plus 22 cases age 19 to 34, or 28%, 913 plus 12 cases age 35 to 44, or 16%, 899 plus 17 cases age 45 to 54, or 16%, 748 plus 10 cases age 55 to 64, or 13%, 477 plus 8 cases age 4 to 13, or 8%, 377 plus 8 cases age 65 to 79, or 7%, 356 plus 2 cases age 14 to 18, or 6%, 198 plus 4 cases age 80 plus, or 3%, 154 plus 1 cases age 0 to 3, or 3%. York Region, reported Wednesday, January 12 at 5 p.m., 85,974 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 947 new cases since January 10, 237 unvaccinated, 37 partially vaccinated, 674 fully vaccinated, 5,174 minus 3 active cases, 3 more deaths, totaling 797. An 85-year-old Markham woman passed away January 4 at Markham Stouffville Hospital, Markham, onset of symptoms December 28, exposure close contact. An 80-year-old Markham woman passed away January 8 at Mackenzie Health Hospital, Richmond Hill, onset of symptoms December 14, exposure unknown. An 93-year-old Markham woman passed away January 9 at Union Villa, Lieutenant Colonel, Markham, onset of symptoms January 8, exposure outbreak at Union Villa LTC. 6,964 new cases in last 7 days, 86 plus 6 institutional outbreaks. New outbreaks declared January 12 at Chartwell Oak Ridges Retirement Residence, outbreak number 5, Richmond Hill Chartwell Valley Vista Retirement Residence, outbreak number 3, Vaughan Community Living, Richmond Hill, Richmond Hill Community Living, Central York, Aurora Sunrise of Unionville, outbreak number 4, Markham Vita Community Living Home, Vaughan, outbreak number 2. COVID-19 cases reported by Southlake Regional Health Center as of January 12. Number of patients with COVID-19 in ICU, 10 plus 1, total number of patients with COVID-19 to 71, minus 6, includes critical care, active school and child care cases 3,918, plus 0, total cases schools and child care active and resolved 2,951, plus 0, students 967, plus 0, staff 0, school outbreak 0, child care outbreaks recovery measures 967, minus 48, 7-day average of new cases 630-27, new cases per 100,000 residents in last 7 days 24.0% positivity vaccinations, York Region residents, administered anywhere 10,281 doses administered, 755 newly vaccinated, 8,943 dose 3 on January 11, 82, 4% residents with one dose, 77.0% with two doses, 34.2% with three doses residents 12 plus 89.5% one dose, 87.6% two doses residents 5 plus 86.6% one dose, 81.0% two doses 52.6%
5 to 11 vaccinated at least one dose the details 22,985, plus 43, cases, or 27%, household close contact 5,872, plus 21, cases, or 7%, non-household close contact 21,429, plus 31, cases, or 25%, community transmission 4,691, plus 135, cases, or 5%, institutional outbreak 22,642, plus 723, cases, or 25%, under investigation 1,129, plus 14, cases, or 1%, travel 2,139, plus 0, cases, or 3%, school outbreak 4,993, plus 6, cases, or 6%, workplace outbreak 24,080, plus 259, cases age 19 to 34, or 28% 13,942, plus 176, cases age 45 to 54, or 16% 12,356, plus 141, cases ages 35 to 44, or 14% 11,790, plus 102, cases age 55 to 64, or 14% 7,519, plus 73, cases age 4 to 13, or 9% 6,145, plus 74, cases age 65 to 79, or 7% 5,367, plus 45, cases age 14 to 18, or 6% 2,891, plus 47, cases age 80 plus, or 3% 1,883, plus 27, cases age 0 to 3, or 2% around the region. Vaughan 33,811, plus 288, cases, 2,170 cases in last 7 days, 1,706 active Markham 19,466, plus 189, cases, 1,645 cases in last 7 days, 1,237 active Richmond Hill 12,719, plus 173, cases, 1,174 cases in last 7 days, 803 carat active Newmarket 5,702, plus 81, cases, 555 cases in last 7 days, 413 carat active Aurora 3,664, plus 60, cases, 371 cases in last 7 days, 275 carat active Whitchurch Stouffville 2,690, plus 36, cases, 250 cases in last 7 days, 175 active East Gwillimbury 2057, plus 24, cases, 188 cases in last 7 days, 141 carat active Georgina 2241, plus 43, cases, 213 carat cases in last 7 days, 136 carat active King 2067, plus 23, cases, 155 carat cases in last 7 days, 106 active 82% of patients admitted to the ICU were admitted for COVID-19 and 18% were admitted for other reasons but have tested positive for COVID-19. The 7-day rolling average of patients with COVID-19 in ICU is 436. Christine Elliott, at C. Elliott Ability, January 13, 2022 Ontario, reported at 10:30 a.m. on January 13, for January 12, 915,940 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 9,909 new cases since January 11, 1,336 unvaccinated, 303 partially vaccinated, 7,753 fully vaccinated, 517 unknown asterisk 35 more deaths, totaling 10,480 85.5% of cases resolved 3,448, plus 182, total hospitalized, 698 unvaccinated, 179 partially vaccinated, 1,894 fully vaccinated *500-5 in ICU, 165 unvaccinated, 15 partially vaccinated, 181 fully vaccinated *275+10 on a ventilator. Vaccination status numbers may not match the daily COVID-19 case reports due to missing health card information. Vaccinations 89% ages 12+ 2 doses, 3% 1 dose, totaling 91%, 82% ages 5+ 2 doses, 6% 1 dose, totaling 88%, 78% all ages 2 doses, 6% 1 dose, totaling 84%. Data note from York Region Public Health. With the rapid transmission of Omicron and recent provincial changes in testing eligibility and case management, case counts and outbreaks reported on the interactive dashboard are an underestimate of the true number of individuals with COVID-19 and outbreaks in York Region. Case counts and trends should be interpreted with caution. Public health units across Ontario are prioritizing case management of high-risk individuals and settings. Workplace outbreaks are no longer being reported.